I don't even want to waste any time telling you about the stuff I got coming up later today, the inappropriate Christmas gift and all that stuff. I want to get right to the phone. I can't push the button fast enough because I'm honored and pleasured to welcome Academy Award-winning actor, writer, director Billy Bob Thornton to Comedy World. Good morning, Billy Bob.
Hey, Frank. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much. Appreciate your getting up this morning and talking to us.
Oh, it's no problem. I actually haven't gotten up yet, but I'm still talking to you.
From the supine position?
Oh, yeah. It's actually kind of like John and Yoko this morning.
Oh, is your wife with you?
Yeah.
Well, give her a big kiss for us, will you?
I sure will.
Of course, if you don't follow the newspapers, Billy Bob is married to the beautiful Angelina Jolie. There's a couple things I want to cover. These vapid, mindless reporters will ask you a question.
Right.
And it'll be something, you know, silly like, and you'll give them an answer with a straight face.
Right.
And then they take it, and I think you might be kidding half the time.
I mean, actually, Angie and I both have fun sort of giving them a little bit of something to make some kind of bizarre story out of, because, I mean, you know, it's just kind of like the way we live, but...
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, the latest thing is that you're getting remarried. Is that true, or were you just playing?
True. Yeah, we're going to get remarried quite a bit. we'll do that probably every, you know, 5 or 6 months. I'm sorry?
Is that your wife?
Yeah.
Does she want to say something?
She was saying, yeah, hang on a sec, Frank. Can I introduce you to my wife?
I'd love to meet her. I've never met Angelina Jolie.
Yeah. Anyway, hang on a sec, Frank.
Sure, I'd love for her to say hi to you on Comedy World. It's Billy Bob Thornton. He's in bed with the beautiful Angelina Jolie, and who wouldn't want to be doing that right about now?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
So, so Frank, here you go. Hang on
sure.
a sec.
We're going to talk to Angelina Jolie. Hello, Angelina, or may I call you Angie?
Angie,
hi. How are you?
I'm happy. I'm in bed.
Well, congratulations to yourself on winning an Oscar for Girl Interrupted.
Oh, thank you.
Now, do you and Billy Bob keep your Oscars out in the house, or do you keep them away? What do you do?
Right now, everything's in boxes.
Yeah?
No. I think we talked last night about giving them away, actually.
Can you tell us, Angelina Jolie, a little about your Christmas with Billy Bob Thornton? What's it like?
It's been us wandering around the house, me with a tape dispenser on my hand. Trying to figure out how to wrap. And we have 4 different trees because we couldn't decide.
Oh, what are the other 3? You told us about pink aluminum.
White aluminum, silver aluminum, and a regular tree.
It's Angelina, or Angie, Jolie, wife of Billy Bob Thornton, and they just woke up this morning and had the...
I'll give you back to him so I can...
I really appreciate it, Angelina. Thank you so much for being with us on Comedy World. Billy Bob, that's very cool. Thanks for letting us talk to your wife. She's gorgeous and lovely.
FM in the AM.
We're talking to Jimmy Kimmel of The Man Show and Fox NFL Sunday. This is FM in the AM on Comedy World.
Do you remember that time that we were rooming together in a hotel and I led everyone that worked at the radio station up into your room to see you in your underpants?
Yeah. See, here's the thing. Jimmy and I worked together.
You woke up and you were surrounded by everyone you worked with, your boss, all your coworkers, et cetera, et cetera.
Jimmy and I.
You were in your underpants.
Yeah, I guess yes. Jimmy and I worked together at a radio station that was so cheap, they wouldn't give us separate hotel rooms.
So cheap. Don't lie, Frank. We insisted upon sleeping together.
FM in the AM.
It's Adam Carolla. He's the star of The Man Show with Jimmy Kimmel and the star of Loveline with Dr. Drew.
Frank, you know the value of a dollar, right?
That's right, I do, Adam. I sure do.
Nobody knows the value of a dollar like Frank Murphy. Believe you me. If a breakfast costs more than $2.50, Frank is outraged.
It's overpriced.
I've seen him storm out of the Denny's.
A guy named Deathpool Dave from Detroit, Michigan, is on the phone. Deathpool Dave, if I understand this correctly, is a guy who goes out on the internet, looks for death pools that are run by other people. A death pool is where you're betting money on who's going to die in the coming calendar year. And Dave, you've won these death pools repeatedly. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Who are your top 10 for the year 2000?
Oh, see, I'm going on memory now. Yeah,
well, as many as you can get.
Tom Landry.
Tom Landry.
Yeah, he changed teams. He's with the Saints now. Jim Varney, if you remember him, made all those Bad Ernest movies.
Love Jim Varney.
Oh, he was solid, man. He was 50-pointers.
Oh, wow.
Just 100 minus their age, and he was 50, so I mean... So, like, Bob Hope's going to be 98 this year. It would take 25 Bob Hopes to make one Jim Varney.
Oh.
That's pretty solid.
So what, does that mean you only win $2 when Bob Hope dies, or he's only worth two points?
No, it means you get 2 points towards your total, and then whoever has the most points at the end of the game wins the pot.
All right. You won big on 2 years ago, or a year and a half ago, on John F. Kennedy Jr.
That was sweet.
No, it wasn't. He died. It wasn't sweet. He died.
Well, I'm sorry he died, but he would have died whether I bet on him or not.
All right, so you're...
I didn't kill him.
I assume you get up...
I didn't even screw up his plane or anything.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, that was a real long shot. And, you know, I bet on a number of long shots every year, and you're lucky if you even hit one. But, you know, I had 125-to-1 odds on him for 12 months, and I put down $50. That was $6,250. So,
Death Pool Dave, you are amazing. Someone in the chat room wants to know if you made any money on John Denver.
Oh, I made $2,000 on John Denver.
Oh.
As a matter of fact, indirectly, I made more than that because he's the one that made me start watching Pilots, and that's how I came up with JFK Jr.
Amazing.
Yeah, so he was a great hit.